Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's number one magazine showcasing women business owners. At People You Need to Know, we lead the way in helping women grow their business by promoting them in our magazine, in our newspaper, and online. In addition, we give our clients world-class recognition at numerous business expos and women's events throughout Metro Atlanta. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about what's new with Stormy Wellington, one of Atlanta's most celebrated businesswomen. You know, we're always excited about having her on the show because she's a great inspiration to women from all walks of life. Miss Stormy Wellington, welcome back to Spark Plug Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How you doing, Mr. Spark Plug?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better, Stormy. Are you ready to talk about what's new with Stormy Wellington?
Absolutely, yes, I am.
All right. You know, you have a lot of new things going on in your life right now. You have a new book coming out very soon. You're starting your very own reality show. You're giving away toys to less fortunate kids for Christmas and more. You know, Stormy, I normally don't do this, but let's start on a somber note, okay?
Of course.
Recently, you lost someone who was very near and dear to your heart, your beloved mother. Let me ask you this question. How has her passing made you a better mother to your daughter?
You know what? When you lose your mother, it's indescribable, the feeling of emptiness, the feeling of realizing that the one person that had your back no matter what is gone. And, you know, honestly, as I look at and just reflect over the time that we had together, the things she's instilled in me to be a strong, independent woman, the things she's instilled in me in terms of parenting and just really being a good person overall. I've really put more time into my daughter. Nowadays, I do spend more time with her, you know, helping her with her homework. And, you know, last night we were making baskets for Christmas. And those are some things that I really didn't do much of because I was traveling so much. So now I'm really paying close attention to her, and you know, there are some things that I wish I could have done with my mother that I was not able to do, that I vowed that I would not allow that to happen with me and my child. So even my son, we're getting closer, we talk more, and I'm just definitely growing into being more of a better parent in terms of just spending time, you know, for the most part.
Beautiful. Well, tell us about your new book coming out in February, I believe. What's the name of it, and where can people buy it?
I am absolutely excited about the book. I've been working on it for quite some time, and you know, it's just so amazing because as I was reading through it last night, my mother was actually interviewed, you know, during the time when I was writing the book, and just reading her words, it just sounds exactly like her. And Born to Fail, Destined to Win, it really fits, you know, my life. You know, it really fits my life how, you know, I was able to turn triumph into, you know, triumphant. And as I look at the book being released on my birthday, you know, I was supposed to release it this month here. It was supposed to be released in December, but I think it's just so perfect that God had it where it didn't come out this month, but it's going to come out on my birthday, really to bring Born to Fail, Destined to Win together. Of course, I'm going to be owning my own publishing company, the Wellington House. So I'm going to self-publish it. I'm going to have it, of course, on Amazon. And, of course, I have a website, and I'll be doing speaking engagements where people will be able to cash and carry the book on the spot.
Beautiful. So what would you like the reader to get out of that book, Stormy?
You know what? Just reading the book yesterday, Spark Plug, I tell you, I cried. I laughed. And I'm reading a book, and I'm like, man, I can't believe that I have so much strength, that I was able to overcome so much adversity. You know, reading the book made me really realize that when being strong is all you got, you know, you just go ahead and get tougher. You know, that what doesn't kill you would definitely make you stronger because the thing that I've dealt with, even as a young child, from the age of 5 years old, I mean, even from you know, birth, you know, the things I dealt with, it's almost like God created me just to have this unsurmountable strength that people I don't have. But my goal for everyone reading the book is to look at themselves, look at where they are, look at whatever they may go through, and understand that you grow through what you go through. And even though things may happen in your life, you just got to know how to press forward and push past them. And just really, it's real mental. You know, I believe what we go through in life is so mental that you got to have mental toughness. But no matter, you know, where you started, you know, you don't have to end the way you began.
Well, what's the funniest thing in the book?
Do you know what? The funniest thing in the book is my brother, my oldest brother, Bobby. You know, he took care of us a lot while my mother was away, because it's so amazing how, as I'm reading the book, I'm seeing a lot of my mother, and my mother always on the road with her career. It's pretty much the same thing I'm doing now. You know, it seems like things kind of do carry on from generation to generation. But my big brother, my brother's about 6-7 years older than I, he was like the daddy. And just times where he was helping us with our homework, and he'll cook dinner and put no seasoning on the food, just stuff like that. Just, you know, he cooked chicken with no seasoning. I definitely had to laugh about that.
All right, well, let's change gears here a little bit. What's the name of your new reality show, and where can people watch it?
Wow, The Amateur Millionaires Club. It's shown every Saturday and Sunday on my ATL. Different cable channels have it on a different channel, of course. But I'm excited about The Amateur Millionaires Club because I believe it's just going to change the world in terms of how they look at the industry of network marketing.
And what's the times?
It's The Amateur Millionaires Club.
I'm saying, what time is it on my
ATL? Okay. Every Saturday and Sunday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, only in Atlanta right now.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, tell us about a little bit more about the less fortunate kids who will be receiving those Christmas toys from you this year, and why is this so important to you?
I'm excited about going to my hometown, and I'm doing it myself, you know, not looking for any recognition for it. Just the feeling of being able to bless people, looking at, you know, just 4 years ago, I was in a position where, you know, not even Christmas, but I couldn't even pay my light bill. You know, I couldn't even put food in my refrigerator. Now, looking at where I am right now, how God has blessed me, I believe blessed to be a blessing. So I'm actually taking some young girls and getting their hair done, and then taking them over to a friend of mine's boutique, and he's going to put them in some nice clothes and dress them up and take them to the nail shop. And then I'm just going to surprise about 5 to 10 families with just toys. I have a list that's coming to me today. So I will be in Florida, my hometown, Miami, of course, just knocking on doors early that morning and being a female Santa Claus, if I may say.
All right. Now tell us a little bit more about this pampering you're doing for the young girls. What's that all about?
Well, you know what? You know, I remember, you know, on Christmas and certain holidays when I was younger, everything not being, you know, exactly how I would have liked it to be. And one of the things I remember is we always want to look good on Christmas. You know, we may not look good, you know, 365 days of the year, but on Christmas Day, that's when everybody had on their new outfit and everybody had their hair done. And that just was a special day. So I'm taking 5 young girls. They have to have good grades. They have to have good grades. And just taking them to just pamper them and just beautify them and just spend some time with them and just, you know, whatever it is they may want to talk to me about. Because the thing that's so good about me is my age. You know, I'm only 31 years old. So I could talk to them and relate to them versus them speaking to, you know, an older aunt or older mother or even a sister. So just having a good time with the young girls and just being Stormy.
Beautiful. Well, tell us, how's life been for you recently since your move to Organo Gold Coffee?
Oh, my God, I absolutely love it. I've been able to hit one of the top positions in record-breaking time. I love the growth. I've been able to grow, to a more, you know, serious businesswoman. I've been able to meet some incredible people, my organization, you know, the people I've been able to help. I have a young lady that's going to be walking off of her job in January as an engineer. I'm excited about that. I have a stay-at-home mom that's been able to generate, you know, some significant income. And I qualified for a six-figure ring my first 4 months, so I'm absolutely excited about that and just loving how the product is helping people feel good and it definitely make some additional income.
Well, tell us a little bit about that product.
You know, the product that we have is something that people consume every day. You know, we have coffee, we have tea, we have hot chocolate, we have toothpaste and soap and even the nutraceuticals. But the powerful herb that's in all of our products is what's really helping people with health issues. You know, the Ganoderma that's been around for 4,000 years, the number one herb in all of the world, is really what's really giving people the miraculous results in terms of, we don't make any medical claims, but people with high blood pressure and diabetes, I'm hearing about people getting off of their medications and all kind of incredible things. So, of course, Spark Plug, just being able to take this treasure from to the world is something that I'm honored to do, and to be able to help people at the same time is also what I've always thrived to do as well.
Well, congratulations. That's really exciting. Now, I want to back up a little bit. Tell us about your publishing house, Wellington Publishing. What's the name of it again?
It's Wellington Group. It's actually going to be either the Wellington Group or Wellington House. We're still going back and forth with the name, but just going to take my last name. I think Stormy Wellington is a pretty, pretty unique name. Really does stand out. So I'm going to take my father's last name and, of course, my last name and just turn it into my very own publishing company. I decided that, you know, why give my wife to somebody else when I could take care of it on my own and be able to give other authors an opportunity to shine and to be able to get their books put out there via a black-owned publishing company.
Beautiful. Well, now you have a new quote. Now, I may not be a new quote, but you have a quote that's getting a lot of love right now. And it says, "Don't let your history determine your destiny." So elaborate a little bit more on that for our listening audience, please.
You know what? So many times, you know, we hear coming up that you are a product of your environment. You know, you birds of a feather flock together, or you are the sum of the five people you hang around the most. And all those things may be true, but, you know, when we look at, you know, most of us growing up, we all was faced with some kind of adversity. And I tell you, hearing and reading my story really will make you realize that you can't recreate yourself. I have totally recreated myself. I've totally redefined my purpose in life and really understand who I am, whose I am, and my direction. And I just encourage people that's listening to this station that whatever you have been through, I don't care if it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, yesterday, that's history. That was yesterday. But you cannot allow your past to determine your future, and you cannot allow your history to determine your destiny. You know, never let, you know, past situations, you know, predict where you can go in the future. You know, a friend of mine says the only way to predict the future is to create it. And he said that to me one day, and it stuck with me. The only way to really predict your future is to go out and absolutely create it.
Hmm. Well, let's dig a little deeper into what you were saying earlier. Tell our listening audience how you stay inspired and motivated all the time.
You know something, I did a video yesterday. I had an interview on yesterday, and I was sharing with the guy, and I just got so emotional because sometimes you get so caught up in what you're doing that you don't really stop to see what you're doing and why you're doing it. And I get motivated just thinking about where I come from. You know, every day I wake up, sometimes I think, you know, is my life a dream? You know, I wake up when I finish sleeping. You know, I'm able to drive the car of my dreams. And then I remember my facade. You know, people see the glory, but sometimes they don't even know the story. My facade, my 2005 facade, it would rain outside and it would rain on me. You know, I would literally pray every time I drove the car because the brakes were so bad and I could not afford to get the boosters fixed that I was scared every time it was time to stop. I literally, spark plug, would have to start to hitting the brakes a mile before the stop sign, you know, and that, you know, every time I just reflect on that, even as it was raining yesterday here in Atlanta, I remember that I could have been getting wet in my car, you know, just 4 years ago. You know, I began to think about my home and foreclosure, you know, how I had to go move into an apartment complex and move to the third floor. And my mother, you know, she can't walk. So imagine me living on the third floor and my mother can't walk. So every time she had to leave the house, it was difficult leaving and it was difficult coming. So my motivation is the fear of having to go back, you know, the fear of having, you know, to go back to when I remember my mother was on food stamps. You know, the fear, all of those things, the fear of going back is what motivates me, and I know that, again, the only person that's going to control my situation is going to be me. So I'm extremely motivated by that and realizing that so many other people out there in the world have not identified just that,
So my goal is to inspire people and motivate them just by sharing with them what I've been through. And then they look at me and say, man, if she could overcome that, then I could overcome that. So I just refuse. I refuse to go back. The fear of poverty, the fear of being broke all over again is my number one motivation.
Well, you know, Stone, we know that you are a great inspirational figure to thousands of women. I'm just curious to find out, what woman inspires you? I know your mother did, but I'm saying what a woman who's alive today really gives you the kind of inspiration that you give to so many thousands of women?
Wow, that's good, because, you know, I don't have an answer for that. No woman actually inspires me. I admire Oprah. I admire her drive. I admire her desire to give. But I don't really have a woman that's like my mentor or someone that I get motivated by. Now, I do know this, and it has sat with me, and I'm beginning to read more about her. My team calls me the modern-day Harriet Tubman. They actually wrote, not wrote, but made a nice portrait of Harriet Tubman as a silhouette and me in the forefront of the picture. And I was really, you know, humbled, and just my heart was so soft when I got that picture from my team. So as I look at Harriet Tubman, that freed the slaves, and we all know that whole story as a part of our history, but, you know, there's no one currently alive today that I'm motivated by. Again, I'm extremely motivated more by myself, and I'm more motivated by women that take struggle and turn it into success than someone that's successful now, you know, if you get where I'm coming from.
Sure. Hey, let me ask you this question. This is kind of not off the record, but I guess it can be off the record on the radio, but I guess I should say I'm just changing gears here again. You're going to be featured in the Leading Ladies edition of the 2012 People You Need to Know magazine. You got a beautiful spread in the magazine once again. What are you expecting from the magazine this year, or for 2012, I should say?
You know what? I'm expecting people to look at me in a different light. You know, I know that I've grown from the first People You Need to Know magazine. I know that when people first saw me in that magazine, it was the first thing that you thought of was glamour and success and wow, you know, because the picture was very wow. And I think now I'm just more evolving into being a true businesswoman. So the spread is different. Definitely the interview of Spark Plug, after you really pull it out of me, because I'm so used to wearing money on my sleeve, if you know what I mean. I'm so used to wearing I want money on my sleeve that a lot of times people don't get to see, hear, and you know, read about who I really am. And I thank you for pulling that out of me. And as I was even reading my book on last night, because of what I've been through, I really don't want to show the softer side. I really try to keep that inside, and the softer side, is I leave it for home. And sometimes even my daughter last night says, Mom, you're mean. And I'm like, I'm not mean. And as I listen to that and just look at who I am and just read, you know, I read through my pages yesterday. I said, okay, you know what? You know, I need to just let people know that really and truly my heart is so soft and so pure for other people. And my you know, I went to the grocery store last night, Spark Plug, and I bought about 10 items, and it rang up to $110. And all I could think about, I mean, literally I was almost in tears because I realized that so many people are hurting. I mean, 10 items, $110. And I talked to my daughter on the way home. I said, baby, you see why I work so hard? Because look at that. You know, imagine households with 3 and 4 children. I mean, $110 for 10 little items. I mean, no wonder people are hurting. So the article that's coming out, you know, in the new People You Need to Know magazine, I believe is going to let people look at me for who I really am, in addition to the money motivator I've driven to go get money, but just look at me as a person that really cares for other people as well.
Beautiful. So before we bring this interview to a close, do you have any final words of encouragement that you would like to share with our listeners or leave with our listeners?
You know what? We're going into 2012, and I thank you, Spark Plug, for always supporting women and even allowing me to come on the show today. But, you know, my question to everybody listening, you know, what are you going to do with your 2012? You know, what is it that you're going to do, you know, with your 2012? Are you going to let 2012 be just like 2011? Are you going to, you know, come up with your New Year's resolution that you're going to, you know, make money, lose weight, go to church and be a better person, be a better mother, be a better father? We all know, you know, those things we say to ourselves on New Year's night. You know, you're going to get on your knees and pray, and after that prayer is over, go back to being who you were in 2011. You know, I encourage you that if you're not living the life that you dream, or you're not living in your purpose, and you're not, you know, helping other people and just being the best person that you can be, make a decision, you know, to stand firm on your New Year's resolution, and not make it a resolution, make it a decision to recreate yourself, you know, change, you know. In order for things to change, you first have to change, and I'm just excited about 2012. I picture so clearly where I'm going, what I'm doing. I see the cars, I see the people, I see the breakthroughs, I see and feel just restoration all over 2012 for everybody listening to this call today. So check me out, you know, StormyWellington.com and Twitter, Coach Stormy. And also, guys, check out the Amateur Millionaires Club. You know, I believe it's going to help people that's looking for an opportunity that really never believed that network marketing was for them. And I know Spark Plug, you're not endorsing that. But, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, take a look at it. You know, you'll be surprised what can happen for you within the next 365 days. So, Spark Plug, I appreciate you, and I'm going to turn it back to you.
All right. Well, tell our listeners before we end this interview, tell our listeners once again where they can catch your reality show and the time.
Go to My ATL. You can actually watch the encore every Saturday night at 10:30 p.m. and Sunday also at 10:30 p.m. Right now it's only airing in the Atlanta market. We actually own our own show. I'm excited about that, and we plan on taking it to every market, and then we're going to go into syndication and do, of course, a new series, our second series. So stay tuned for that, and go to Amateur Millionaires Club if you want to see some commercials and just see really who the cast is and everything that we have going on with the show.
Well, Ms. Stormy Wellington, OrganoGold's newest superstar and the author of the upcoming book, Born to Fail, Destined to Win, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us once again today.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug, for having me, and I look forward to doing more things with you in 2012.
All right. Well, you've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to Metro Atlanta's leading women in business who are doing great things. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another stellar job. So until next time, always remember that when women succeed, the nation prospers. And I want you to remember this also. If whatever you do, remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. Thank you. Bye-bye.